Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on canvr.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar, known for delivering solar excellence since 1984 and recently voted best solar company in Marin County. We're also brought to you by Terzo, an authentic upscale European neighborhood restaurant in the heart of Cow Hollow in San Francisco. Today's guest played on some really good teams in San Francisco at Candlestick Park. Now he's back as a broadcaster. But first, let's hear from our sponsors. Jones goes back near the wall, shading the sun, and he dropped it. He lost the ball in the sun. Let's put the sun to good use at home with a SunPower residential solar system. Your SunPower elite dealer, Sun First Solar, has a wide range of financing options, and they provide the finest customer service from start to finish, regardless of size or scope. Sun First Solar offers the highest efficiency systems, newest technology, and the best warranty in the world. Sun First Solar offers the most competitive price while not compromising on quality. This summer, let the sun heat your pool and eliminate your energy bill. Don't drop the ball. Call Sun First Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870. And get your SunPower solar system today. We all know the orange and black could use an extra insurance run from time to time. And when it comes to business and commercial insurance, personal insurance, or life and health insurance, we could all use a dependable insurance agency to navigate the obstacles that get in our way. Mitchell & Mitchell is that dependable insurance agency. Whether it's business and commercial insurance, life and health insurance, or personal insurance, including auto, home, renters, RV, boat, flood, earthquake, and umbrella, Mitchell & Mitchell Insurance Agency is there for you. Oh, and tack on financial planning to the list. That comes in handy, just like that insurance run. Call Mitchell & Mitchell today at 888-512-8878. That's 888-512-8878. Or go to MitchellandMitchell.com. Remember that old Abbott and Costello baseball routine? Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know, is on third? Well, actually, when talking about third, I do know that Terzo means third in Italian, as in a third place to gather and share food and wine. That would be for your third meal of the day. Yes, dinner. And it should be your first choice when you're looking for an authentic, upscale European neighborhood restaurant. Located in the heart of Cow Hollow, Terzo is a beautiful combination of modern and cozy. Terzo's food is inspired by the coastal regions around the Mediterranean Sea, sourced from their bountiful local farms and ranches. The eclectic and diverse wine list is attractively priced, draws from regions all over the world, and is designed to pair perfectly with the cuisine. Terzo, 3011 Steiner at Union Street in San Francisco. And by the way, Eduardo Nunez at third, or Connor Gillespie, or maybe some Aaron Hill. Just prior to the Giants' home opener against the Arizona Diamondbacks on Monday, I had a chance to sit down with former Giant Matt Williams, who is now part of the broadcast team for NBC Sports Bay Area. Here was that conversation. Matt, tell us about your role with the Giants and how much are you enjoying it so far?
Well, I'm going to do some pre- and post-game work and talk about baseball, which I love to do. And, you know, I get a chance to work with some really quality people that that'll help me along the way. So I'm enjoying that. Today's my first game. Just happens to be on opening day for the Giants. And so we'll break it down. We'll talk about it and hopefully give the folks at home something to listen to.
What are some of your special memories of Giants home openers, playing at Candlestick Park, you know, being in a Giants uniform? Are you thinking about that today?
Of course. I mean, every time you get to opening day, it's a special moment. This is the Giants' third opening day this year. So for the players, it gets tedious because all the pomp and circumstance and all the ceremonies and things of that nature, it's different when it's your home. So those butterflies will start going again today. And and they'll get back into it. They would just as soon have it over with and get to the game. But, you know, with all the success that's happened over here over the last 6 or 7 years, it's nice to – we'll have a packed house. It's nice to see everybody come out and start the season anew.
I'm sure you can relate to having a team that on paper looks like it's really going to be great and contend, and then you get off to a kind of a tough start. How do you rebound from that? It's only been a week so far.
Yeah, it is. It's a week, and you know, I've lived it. We've all been there. You know, if a week like this happens in late June, it's not that big a deal. But you want to start the season right. Unfortunately, the Giants ran into a really hot offensive club in Arizona to start the season, and that's four games. And so, you know, you have that offense like that that comes out of the gate out of spring training hot, and sometimes there's not much you can do. Certainly, you don't expect that offense over the course of 162. So hopefully those fortunes change against the Diamondbacks today and for the Giants, and they can have the home opener go well and get some momentum from there.
It's been an especially tough start for some of these outfielders that are struggling. You know, Jared Parker, he's practically a rookie, and he's got a lot of power. So, you know, what do you see in him? Because you, when you first came up, you're a guy who had a lot of power. You had some strikeouts early on. So what do you see in him that needs to change maybe?
You know, I don't know about change. You know, it's about experience, and it's about getting those at-bats. So, you know, again, everybody progresses through the minor league systems, and they have success, and that's why they're here. This is a completely different level. So I'm sure, you know, Bam is working with him on an everyday basis to get him to cut down on those, create contact, because if he can create contact more often, then the results will be there. We've seen that. So that's first and foremost for him, is just making sure he gets in an at-bat, take away the bad swings on bad pitches, and get the ball in the strike zone, and he'll be able to do damage.
How do you look at the strikeout now? Because way back in the day, I mean, Joe DiMaggio, those guys, they never wanted a strikeout. Then it became more acceptable. What do you think about the modern-day player, you know, when he has two strikes, still thinking about a home run, or what do you think that is right now?
I don't know. I think right now it's a question of a player's personal preference, right? So everybody has a job to do. If you're a power guy, your job's to drive the baseball. Sometimes you're going to swing and miss with that pitch. If you're a guy like Denard Span, then your job is to get on base, right? So it's important to understand their role and what they want, what the team wants, what Boch wants, and do it accordingly. For me, it was embarrassing to strike out. And I did it quite often, but it still was embarrassing to have to turn around and take that long walk back to the dugout in front of everybody. It's no fun. So, you know, for me, it's contact is important. If you make that contact consistently, you're going to get more hits. And I found out over time, over 17 years of playing the game, that the more contact you make, the more balls will go out of the ballpark, too.
Were there times early in your career where maybe you had an 0-for-4 that it was tough to go out in the field and still do a great job there? And you were a great third baseman. So was that something that over time that you were able to block out the offensive part?
Never affected my defense. So I wanted to be the best defender I could be. I knew, or especially early on, that the reason I was there was because of my defense. I'd run into a homer every once in a while, but I had to learn how to hit. And so my defense kept me in the lineup. Roger wanted me in there so I could play defense and help the team win. And so it's very important. So to be a complete player, to understand the game, be able to run the bases effectively, be able to play defense, use your mind, and your offense as well, is what everybody strives to be.
They've got some great defenders on this team. I mean, Brandon Crawford, Joe Panik, won gold gloves, Buster Posey as well. So when you look at it, how important is that going to be throughout this season?
Well, the strength up the middle is really key. So, you know, Buster, oftentimes you'll find him behind the plate. He'll play some first base as well. But the middle of the diamond on the infield is really important. And you know, that's where the majority of the balls go. It's where the majority of the action is during the course of the game. You have two really fine players that play those positions. And then, you know, Denard can do a lot in center field. You know, the question for him is health and making sure that he's good to go on an everyday basis. So that'll be a little bit of a challenge for Boch and the staff to make sure that he's healthy. You know, he missed a few games already with the hip issue, so that's, you don't want that to creep up. So, but that strength up the middle defensively is really key for any team.
When you managed against the Giants, what were the main things that you were worried about?
Just the fact that they grind at bats. They've got some really dynamic players, but the core of their team is that they grind, and it feels like they're never out of a ball game. So close games are difficult because they'll find a way to get two guys on with somebody coming up that's got the chance to drive a baseball, and you can find yourself in trouble. So just that they just grind. They understand the game, especially in this ballpark. Depending on day, it can get really big at night, and so they have to make sure that they're doing the little things that will allow them to have some success and win, and that's been their philosophy.
To finish up, when you had that strike year where you had the home runs going and it looked like you might even break the home run record, yeah. What was it like that year? I mean, did you feel like everything was just locked in? And how do you reflect on that season?
Well, it was a weird year because I didn't hit any doubles. It was odd. I had 43 homers and 12 doubles, something like that.
Wow.
It doesn't work that way, right? Generally, your doubles are much more than or at least even as your home runs. But I'd click one, like you'd drive a ball in the gap, and it would just get elevated enough to go in the first row. I'd hit one down the line, and it would stay fair instead of going foul. It was one of those years. I never got close to that again. And so, who knows what would have happened. I reflect back on it as a turning point for our game. Post that season, there was some animosity. There was some hard feelings from fans and things of that nature. But us as an industry and as players, we wanted to push the game forward. And ultimately, it's done that. So, I don't know if I would have ever made it. I'm not really concerned about it. I got a chance to play and live my dream for 17 years. I'm happy with that.
All right, Matt. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck with the new gig. It was always a pleasure to watch you play. And best wishes.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
That's former Major League manager and former Giants third baseman Matt Williams. Coming up on Friday, we'll catch up with Jorge Ortiz from USA Today. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com.